RP-based, lean, and TOC-based scheduling overview. The Scheduling and Production Activity Control, PIC, systems discussed in this section are detailed in Exhibit 7-31. Exhibit 7-31. Types of scheduling. All of these scheduling systems can be considered forms of PIC, as shown in Exhibit 7-32. Exhibit 7-32. Production Activity Control. Scheduling, implementation, and capacity control are short-term issues in the decision-making hierarchy. Implementation executes, and capacity control is the feedback step to ensure that the transformation process is feasible. Capacity control includes reviewing operational results against the plan, identifying variances and causes, and taking corrective action. Variances in PIC performance are often detected using statistical process control to identify how well actual production matched expected production. Capacity control can include statistical quality control, since bad units effectively reduce capacity. Exhibit 7-33 explores the implications of using RP-based, lean, and TOC-based scheduling. Exhibit 7-33, RP-based, lean, and TOC-based scheduling comparison. Scheduling choice and the decoupling point. The decoupling point is the point at which a supply chain or organization moves from forecast-based push to demand-based pull. RP, lean, and TOC-based systems can all impact the decoupling point in different ways. The goal is to match or manage the decoupling point to achieve the most advantageous order fulfillment strategy. In doing so, it is important to remember that production becomes less synchronous the lower in a bill of material a component is. Supply chains or organizations that use RP-based scheduling can change the decoupling point by redesigning processes to respond to changes in product volume and variety over the product lifecycle. For example, this could involve changing from a work center to repetitive production. Lean organizations work to move the decoupling point back up the supply chain as far as is feasible. Any organization can use lean techniques to some degree to help manage the inventory consequences of the decoupling point, including leveling demand through collaborative demand planning with customers, synchronizing throughput, takt time, with a rate of customer demand. This decreases finished goods, work in process, and raw material inventories, even though the decoupling point has not changed. TOC can be used to couple and decouple operations as needed. When operations are coupled or decoupled, different bottlenecks will appear. TOC scheduling is designed to ensure that the new bottleneck is found and addressed appropriately.